Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, welcome to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, or should I say, like Ryan Seacrest. This is Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I was watching a TMZ story on YouTube where they were laughing about how Ryan Seacrest starts off his new game show the same way he source of American Idol with a signature, introduction. And that's why I'm just joking around with that. But again, I hope you had a marvelous weekend. Happy new week to you and yours. And I hope you're motivated. I was talking on Facebook how, I love Saturdays. But you know what? I like Mondays, too. I've loved Mondays since I was a kid. In a way, Mondays are like starting over to me. You can overview your weekend, your week plans, work, school, things you can do at home, your schedule, meetings. You can just overview everything in your plans, your appointments and all of that. And also catch up on things, too. And then you can recap your weekend. If it's not a so hot weekend, you really could care less about recapping, right? But recap your weekend also. Finish up on things and all that. So Mondays are just, really cool. Sundays and Mondays, many of you probably for the whole weekend, baby, from Friday to Monday. Those of you that are sometimes hungover on Mondays might well say, well, I need, I have to do extra care. Believe me, I know. but again, this is Motivating Monday. Congratulations to Miss New York for being crowned Miss America. I was hoping that Miss Mississippi would have been crowned, but Miss New York, our new reigning Miss America, is beautiful. And so congratulations to her also. And congratulations to the Saints. Congrats to the Broncos. Cowboys, I thought the Cowboys going to pull it through. We were blocked off in Mississippi of watching the Cowboys game. Unless those friends of mine that have, DirecTV. I think DirecTV, you can watch everything. And maybe some packages will Comcast. So I, on regular, just regular, on the channel, it was blocked off. We had the Philadelphia game instead. And hope Michael Vick is feeling better. I know I was checking that on line as I was, bathing yesterday, and I had seen where Mike Vick was injured, but then he was okay. So, you guys play hard. And again, Reggie had a scare too. Reggie Bush, number 21, with the my little brother with the Detroit Lions. I know I said little brother. He and Justin Bieber just love those guys. But again, when we were waiting for the Saints game to resume, we were able to watch the Detroit Lions game. This is bad weather in Tampa. And, we had a little more of an hour to wait for the weather to clear up before we could watch that game. And so we were able to see some of the Lions game. And Reggie had left leg was injured on a helmet of his opponent. But it was a little scary, but he was okay. Those of you that was watching over there, know exactly what I'm talking about. So you guys play. We like that hardcore football, but you guys be careful also. But again, this is Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Yesterday was my cousin Reggie White's birthday. It was Saturday, I believe, but we've been telling him happy birthday all weekend. So it was his birthday weekend. So happy birthday to my beloved one one of my beloved first cousins, Rachel White, celebrating his birthday this past weekend. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. Or you're born, you know, this month, this week, happy birthday to you. Not the 16th, is it? Today's the 14th. The 16th, I know, this is my friend June Lee, a fantastic custom tailor, seamstress June Lee. I know her birthday is on Wednesday. I haven't visited with her in ages. So I'm going to have to pay her a visit for her birthday, give her a call. And B.B. King's birthday, if I'm not mistaken, a native Mississippi and a friend of mine. His birthday is on Wednesday, also on the 16th. Oh my goodness, and Mr. Charles Evans recently celebrated a birthday also, so sending him a happy birthday wish also. But again, thank you guys. If you're not motivated, get motivated. If you don't feel like it, okay, I understand. We all have those days. But let's be motivated and optimistic about the beginning of the new week. And we're talking about life-changing decisions and healthy foods for the fall. You know, there are some foods, especially fruits and vegetables, that are year-round. But then there are those foods that we can only eat that are seasonal. So what healthy foods do you munch on for different seasons? Since fall is upon us, what is a healthy food that you're adding back to your eating plan and to your menu that you're looking forward to eating this fall and winter? Just like we have our favorite fruits and vegetables like watermelons and certain other foods in the summertime and vegetables, what are your favorite or that you're looking forward to begin eating this fall. So let's talk about that, because we can incorporate more health. Even if you're a health nut, we can all incorporate more healthy foods into our eating plan for the fall. So what are some healthy foods for the fall? And you can call it the 1-440-9-6-1-4 this morning. I like the show, the commentary, but they're really blessed and they're interactive. Thank you again to my friend Lance, who called in on Friday night at the end of the show. We didn't get a chance to get him on air, but Dean Filmmaker, you guys can tweet him at Dean Filmmaker. You know, he invests in independent films, especially those produced by black filmmakers and episodes and all. And Dean had a marvelous conversation. We talked about Zane's production of Addicted. We're both looking forward to seeing her film. So he'll be calling us later on this week. We'll be talking about Zane's work and his work and my work and all of that good stuff. You know, he's always a blast when he calls in. But you can follow him at Dean Filmmaker. On Twitter at Dean Filmmaker. And on Saturday night, I had a blast. It was a good time, even though it was a delay beginning the show because Casey had literally just finished production of his EP literally Saturday evening. So you guys know I have a lot of his music, but it's, of course, not his last, the songs that he had to do a final mix down for his EP. So between us trying to get the Skype right, which I will get that Skype right today, because I know many of you like to function through Skype, even having an Empress, to shout out to my dear sister across the pond, Ebony Empress, who hosts morning shows on Monday and Fridays and on Tuesdays and Thursdays here at Black Talk Radio. You can follow her at Ebony Empress. Even she calls in, I believe, from the UK via Skype. So between that and I getting his songs on the playlist so we could have them for Saturday night, that's why it was like 40-minute delay on the production of the show. But we were on air for like 2 hours Saturday night, and we just had a super good time. Played SeaWorld High Fashion music, and Casey Meech. He's not Casey Meech. You know, I have been promoting him as Casey Munchkin, and I've been playing his music and talking with him about the process of his, you know, writing and his music life, and also his studies at Full Sail University in Orlando. He's supposed to graduate this coming up spring in April because he's a recording engineer student. Also, we talked about his friends, Flows Like Wine. I love those guys. They are so awesome. And we were talking, next time he comes back, he's not going to come alone. His brother, Dunny Panic of Pensacola, Florida, and probably Chase Irvin of Flows Like Wine will return with him. We're going to have like a panel discussion about music and life. And so we hope you guys really join in with us regarding that. Thank you to all of you that did have fun in the chat room with us also on Saturday night, too. But it's been a blessing. It's a super good time. So let's enjoy. My prayers are with you. Thank you to those of you that send me love vibes and love and support. Again, thank you to North Park, Megan Bailey, marketing director at North Park, and the staffers at North Park, those that I had seen in ages, like Cindy. I was so good seeing Cindy. And friends of Avon, friends of North Park that came out to the Girls' Night Out event on Thursday night. We had so much fun. I'm telling you, thank you to my consultant district sales manager, Christine Fedorka, my sales leader, Mary Pope, and also my original district sales manager, Charlotte Ho of Brandon. Never met her in person, but she is just an awesome, awesome person. She's on medical leave, and she's so supportive and so awesome. So thank you, guys. My first Avon event after becoming a full-fledged Avon lady from transitioning from a Mark girl was a thumbs-up, terrific event. So those of you that signed up and provided me with your information and signed up for the raffle gift from Avon, thank you so much, and I will be following up, contacting you all this week, today, tomorrow. I mean, like today and tomorrow, calling you and sending you emails. But just wanted to let you know, but thank you. You guys, Rock listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Rock, you know, been tweaking the show, like I was talking with Dean the other night, you know, tweaking the different times of the show because he really prefers various times to talk on the show. Different ones prefer different times of the show. So not trying to make everybody happy, but want us to be comfortable, and especially if you're a supporter of the show, you know, I want you to be comfortable, and I want to, if I'm going to say I'm going to present a show at a certain time, I want to present that show at that time. But recently I have been tweaking different times that would be good. Because early this year, last year, I was practicing. I love morning shows. I'm an early bird. I love doing morning shows, but I know everybody's not a morning person. And then also, since the show is broadcasted worldwide via the internet, it's different times. Some of my best audiences are over the, you know, are in UK, Australia, and Africa, the Caribbean. You know, we're on different time zones. So I guess it's good for people to be able to listen at different times, morning, noon, night, during their drive, while they're exercising, while they're working, while they're making love. I don't know. But, you know, it's good with that. Big shout out to my celebrity friends also. And I've become Facebook friends with some awesome, awesome people recently. Just about everyday. To me, everybody's an everyday person. But it kind of freaks me out when people say everyday people. Aren't celebrities everyday people too? You know? So, but I'm just amazed the people that I have become friends with in person and online. I just want to send you much love and hugs. And also to those that I have become reconnected with also, sending hugs and love and kisses to you too. But let's continue being motivated. Have you guys been exercising, or have you been doing to improve your existence? You know, a lot of my friends on Facebook, those that are either health coaches, fitness coaches, or people that just want to live better, say, you know, we should take little steps at a time. It doesn't mean taking a big step. And I agree, because that's how I was able to get on the right track, not just doing big things. And sometimes it's good to, you know, culture shock yourself. But sometimes it's little changes in improving our lifestyle habits helps a lot. You know, just like some experts say, a little exercise is better than no exercise. 5 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, better than zero a day. You know, not eating that extra piece of toast, cheese toast. I just had two cheese toasts. you know, help. You know, not going back to that third helping, you know, you know, help. It's different little changes that we all can make. We know ourselves, right? And our physicians know ourselves. And whoever we work out with for trainers and advisors know it too. So it's important to listen to your body, listen to yourself, then also listen to those whom care and really provide constructive criticism. You know, it's important who you really listen to. But some people really make you feel like crap. So it really depends on who's really providing you with good feedback that you can, you know, say, okay, yeah, you're right. Or, no, you're not right. You know, that what works for you, you know. You know, and sometimes you just have to look within and say, well, you know what? I do need to make a change. Or, I do need to do this. I do need to do that. You know, that's all of us, right? Okay, because we're not all Mr. Ms. Know-It-All. But let's continue doing this party this morning, motivating one another, motivating Monday. Thank you for listening.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Yes. Happy and Motivating Monday to you and yours. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we're talking about life-changing decisions that we make that positively affect our lifestyle, plus healthy foods to eat during this fall and winter season. You know, there are some of our favorite foods are seasonal, and so what are you excited about that is healthy to eat this coming up, fast approaching fall and winter holiday season? And some people that are new to the listeners, because the Shark Tank Report Motivating Monday is today, and we love to talk about, this is an entertainment lifestyle show, and we love to talk about beauty, business, entertainment, lifestyle, sports, and hot topics, even though it's not, you know, labeled as a political show. I am a political enthusiast, and many listeners are also. We care about the politics where we are worldwide, and so we see politics to affect our lifestyle choices and the way we live. And so with that said, we do talk about politics and important things that's going on in the world because, you know, our eyes are on a lot of things, right? Right. And also in the near future, mind you, in the near future, we're going to have a panel discussion. Some of my conservative friends and I, Emory McClendon is one of my fun Facebook friends, conservative, who happens to be African-American. He feels that President Obama should meet with conservatives who are African-American. So we have a summit, and so we can discuss race relations and other important issues that are of concern to all of us, regardless of our socioeconomic backgrounds, our races, our political affiliations. So I just want to give you guys like a little, we talked about this a few weeks ago when Emory talked about this on Facebook. And so so I'm doing my part to allow this to be a platform so we can get together and talk about that. And every and all are welcome to call in and chat with us when we do this. So I just wanted to let you guys know so you can prepare what you would like to call in or chat with us about in the chat room, okay? You can friend Emory McClendon also if you would like to get more information on his journey of you know, we all have our own causes and things that are important. And us coming together instead of being divided should be important to all of us. So I just wanted to share that because I'm surprised I had not mentioned that, but I guess I wanted to get a show date and time and all that confirmed first. But I'm like, okay, let me let you guys know first of all anyway, you know, about what other things are going on and also some awesome guests also scheduled to be booked on the show in the near future. But again, thank you for tuning in. We're talking about life-changing decisions and healthy foods for fall and other hot topics. Congratulations to John Legend also. He and his longtime girlfriend, fiance, Ty Dinnott, one of my favorite athletes, and his lady, longtime lady, Savannah, got married. And I hear from Power 105.1 that Jay-Z and Beyonce both performed at his wedding. No way. They performed Crazy in Love. You guys know how much I love that. I mean, that was a... I don't know what kind of wedding that was. That was a fun weekend, huh? Because I hear that it was not just a wedding. It was like a weekend thing in San Diego. So big congrats to one of my favorite athletes, LeBron James, and now his new wife, Savannah James, right? So congratulations to John Legend and LeBron James regarding their weekend nuptials.
You touch me. You got me strong enough.
crazy in love. Wow, wow, wow. Again, congratulations to LeBron James and the new Mrs. Savannah James. Beyonce and Jay-Z, Mr. and Mrs. Carter, performed this at their wedding. Oh, my God. I had heard that, hey, I was watching, I think, Inside Edition or Extra, and they had reported, well, Beyonce or Jay-Z, if not both of them, would be at the wedding. But I guess nobody had heard it. They were playing a performance. They performed not only that, but a few other songs, too. So that is just amazing right there. Again, congratulations to the Happy New Couple, and also John Legend and his new Mrs. Also, that is just amazing. We have Ebony Empress, my sister from over the pond, also online. And I guess, you know, I know she has a lot to say about life-changing decisions. Been a terrific relationship expert because her advice has been helping me since we've become friends more than a year ago. So life-changing decisions are important to live a more fulfilled life. And sometimes we, you know, it takes a lot to make those life-changing decisions. And they're not always big decisions, but in my experience, a lot of cases, they're important decisions. They might seem small to some people, but they might be important, you know, to make life-changing decisions, changing careers, dumping someone, getting a new love, anything, getting a new job, just anything. You know, life-changing decisions can be simple, just whatever. Decisions are life-changing anyway, but when they're really life-changing, how do we deal with them? And when we're talking from a positive aspect, when we make life-changing decisions that affect our lives, our livelihood, and those around us in a positive effect, you know, going back to school deciding to get to accept that promotion or not, or deciding to say yes or no to a proposal, those are life-changing decisions. And you can go on and on, you know, because we all know what's a life-changing decision and not. Some decisions are decisions. Like, what am I going to eat? Well, those are important, too, because are you going to eat something healthy or something not healthy? So that simple. That's a life-changing decision, too. Am I going to eat a plate full of bacon, or am I going to eat a nice little fruit bowl for breakfast or not? You know, those are life-changing decisions, too, so it all depends on all of us. But, well, I keep Ebony waiting any longer. I'm so glad that she has time to share with us this morning also. But, again, without any further ado, here's Ebony Empress. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I was just listening. You brought me in. It's a good thing I kind of moved out the room I was in because it was really noisy.
You sure didn't have a question on, but you know you have to say hello to us.
Oh, I know. How are you guys doing? How are you?
We're doing great. Even better since you're online.
Well, I love what you're talking about because I was just talking about that with one of my sisters today, just this morning, because we were on, I don't know if you listen to Miss Heartbeat. Miss Heartbeat has a show on BTR, and last night she was talking.
Hey, I must follow her.
Yeah, she was talking last night about men on the down low, and, you know, why can't men, what's
oh
the difference between
I wish I had called that one.
Yeah, that was a good show. Difference between real men and real women, what is that? And I thought it was a really, really good conversation, actually. So, yeah, it's good. In fact, this week, I wanted to talk about truth, honesty, and integrity. Is that too much to ask from anyone? Because I think sometimes it's a problem.
That's good. No, it's not too much to ask for anyone. When the world is full of lies, deceit, and betrayal, no, it's not too much to ask.
Yeah, but sometimes you think it's too much to ask because everybody seems to have something that they're hiding or some game they're playing. And if you're going to make a life-changing decision to be with someone, you know, it's like you have to become a detective. What is it going on in this person's life? What is it that they may be hiding from me that could potentially harm me in some way? And that's the problem, that, you know, there isn't that, you know, that open trust where you just say, right, okay, I've met you, you love me, you will just tell me the truth. You'll tell me the truth because you want to be with me and you want us to have a good life together. But it doesn't work that way. You know, even if people start off being honest over time, they find a way to kind of start being dishonest, and it's a slippery slope. And it's like, what do I need to do to keep honesty, truth, and integrity in a relationship with someone? You know, it's hard. It is so hard. So I think hard but easy. I mean, it's hard because it's hard when you come across people who aren't being true, who aren't being honest,
exactly,
and who lack integrity. And when you find that, it's like, how do I fight my way back to trusting again? So those life-changing decisions that we talk about are so important, because when you decide, actually, I'm going to entrust my life in the hands of someone, we are going to share a journey together, it's life-changing. But what you pray is that that person wants the same thing as you and will be, you know, living to the truth, and even yourself, that you're going to do the same, that, you know, you're both going to be living up to that standard of truth, honesty,
exactly,
and integrity. And you know, and then the life decision isn't as hard as it seems. It's not such a big choice to make. And when people say life-changing, because it is life-changing. You know, if you decide you're going to marry someone, you decide you're going to leave home and move to the other side of the world, that's life-changing. You know, if you decide you're going to move in with someone, that's life-changing. You know, these big decisions.
That's a
because
good point you
don't
made, because I was at the...
Yeah.
A hair salon a couple weeks ago, I was at the hair salon last week too, but a couple weeks ago, the client before me was like looking devastated. She was a beautiful woman, had her hair done, she's a businesswoman, and my hairstylist was like, wow, she's really like upset. She's been in a long-term relationship, and finally the client had made a decision for she and her boyfriend to move in together. I thought they were getting married. She had cold feet. But she, the woman, the female, had cold feet.
Yeah.
She and the guy are together all the time. But this was a life-changing decision to finally make that decision to move in together. And my hairstylist was like, well, she and her guy are planning on moving in together. And you should have seen this lady's face. She had a face like, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. But, you know, she expressed that. She knows that they're going to get married sooner than later. But that's a life-changing decision. We're really going to be together all the time, 24/7, living together.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes you hope that if we live together, it does make that transition to marriage, and that, you know, you don't live together, and then because you've lived together, you now feel almost obligated to take the next step. Or do you live together and then find that it's great, but I love living together, but I don't want to be married, right?
That's a good point, yeah. So that is life-changing, because you're going into unknown territory, too, when you make that decision.
Yeah, it's unknown. You don't know. And sometimes people say, let's live together, and really not talking about let's live together. Well, what happens if this does not work? What if we live together and I actually, one of us or both of us feel actually, no, this isn't for us, and really we are not the match that we should be. Who's going to say, let's let it go? You know, who's going to be brave enough to let it go? Yeah, who's going to be brave enough? And so that's life-changing, because if you can really be honest at the end of the process, if you can really see it and look at it for what it is, you don't start making up stories about what you want it to be, you know, how that person could have been when you know how they were. You know, if that person, you know, if it's a case that that person is untidy and you really can't stand it, but you're thinking, oh, you know, we can get past this. You know, if we live together, come on, it may be something that will ultimately destroy a great union. You know, domestics can really, you know, play a heavy toll on real relationships. So I say to people, like, work out the domestics, you know, what will happen
exactly.
about. how you live. If you have family, how will you incorporate family? How will you adjust to family? You know, if family come around, if they stay over, or well, how will you manage that if you have someone move in with you? So it's a lot of things to consider, and I don't think people always consider all of the small print, but they look at the bigger thing. Oh, we'll be together, and it'll be nice waking up with someone every day. Huh?
Yeah.
What if you don't want to wake up?
Those that like to think, you know. Yeah, they think about stuff like that.
Yes, a nice bit. What about the bits when, you know, that person's getting on your nerves and you're all in one space? You know, how do you get a break from each other and have healthy breaks and space to do what you want to do? What if he wants to watch TV and you don't? What if he wants to read the paper and you want to do something else? What if you're a reader but he's a TV watcher? You know, those kind of things can get in the way.
And what
if
you're different type of people? What if he's a morning person and you're not? Or you're, you know, vice versa? You know, you have to get to those little things and compromise.
Absolutely. If he's up at 5 in the morning and you want to
sleep. Some people, they only get up early because they have to go to work. I have meetings.
Exactly. So if your guy's getting up at 5 in the morning and he's got the light on or he's moving around and you're a light sleeper, that could damage you seriously. Like, come on, you're not going to get much sleep if that person moves and then you're awake, yeah? So that person may need to move to what they need to do. But if you can't take that, getting up and going and doing your thing, like, where are you going? Like, the bed is cold now.
Because they plan on getting back in the bed.
Yeah, so all of that stuff is stuff you need to work out. So it is life-changing because you really need to assess the whole thing. And sometimes, you know, I think, you know, I was reading an article today, Psychology Magazine, and they were saying, you know, sometimes Absolutely. And it was saying, you know, sometimes you don't need to do the practice. You don't need to test it out. You know, sometimes testing it out can prevent you from moving to a stage of marriage, because once you kind of get comfortable in a kind of living situation, it doesn't always transfer. You know, look how long, and you were talking about LeBron James getting married.
You know, they've been in love since high school. And now they're both in what, their late 20s, mid-20s. And so, yeah, look at this.
Now,
and two kids.
Yeah.
Been together since high school, and then I think they have two kids. And then now they finally made that decision.
Right. So has living together for the two of them got so comfortable that they didn't really even want to consider or feel they needed to consider marriage? Or is it just now they are so comfortable financially and otherwise that it just really doesn't matter, because, you know, neither of them are going anywhere. So, okay, you know, let's move into the marriage.
And financially, they've been comfortable. He went straight from high school to MBA. So financially, they've been set. But I guess they wanted to make sure their relationship was intact.
Right.
And so they managed to stay together through all of this, his celebrity, and so to me it looks like a win-win on both ends, you know.
Well, I think it's
they
a
love
win-win,
have
but,
lived
you know,
and survived it.
Yeah, but I think sometimes the ring, the whole thing of the marriage, can create its own drama. You know, the actual the actual marriage itself can change the balance of things. I think sometimes in people's minds, there is a freedom that they have, a certain space and freedom, which marriage, you know, the final thing of the vows and the ring and everything that goes with marriage is not there. So somehow the relationship is kind of free in a way that it isn't when you're married. And I think sometimes, you know, some people respond very well to marriage and some people don't. You know, I know a guy who was dating a woman and living with her for 11 years, and they got married and the marriage lasted for 9 months. It was over.
Wow.
9 months later, after living together for 11 years and going through thick and thin, you know, he even did some time in jail, came out, and she stood by him, and they went through thick and thin. They had their two kids, and the minute they got married, it was over 9 months later. And he said, because when she got the ring, she changed. The minute she had the ring, she changed. And he became her little boy, as it were. You know, she became this domineering woman who felt, now I own you. And he couldn't handle it. And 9 months later, the marriage was over.
Wow.
So some people,
one of my
you
friends,
know,
one of my friends went through a divorce, which he still loves his wife, and but he went through a divorce because, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. I can
hear
you.
He went through a divorce because his wife, when she lost weight, she changed. And he was stepfather to a couple of her kids. And look at that. And even after the divorce, to look at his her kids as his kids. And he still loved her. But when she lost an enormous amount of weight, she changed. And and they divorced.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe that. I was like, change when she lost weight? And then he, then when I, he lives in Dallas, because when I first started the show, he used to co-host with me every once in a while. And when I went to Dallas, I noticed he had lost a lot of weight. And I'm like, how did you do this? He said, it's called divorce. You know, when he went through the divorce, then he ended up losing weight because he was so sad and depressed.
Yeah.
But he, when he told me that she changed, I, and that's when the marriage start, hit rocks. I'm like, wow. You know,
yeah.
you would think that it would have caused the marriage to be more. But then
better.
She lost the weight, and I think guys start giving her attention and complimenting her.
That's right.
And then that affected, you know, that you know, then
yeah.
she, I was like, oh, I'm getting a lot of attention from other people.
Yeah. And you see, that's the kind of thing, you see, that's life-changing. Losing drastic weight is life-changing. You look in the mirror, you're a different person. Your self-esteem grows. Maybe her self-esteem wasn't very strong before. Suddenly her self-esteem has grown because now people have seen her as an attractive person. She's actually been noticed the way she wasn't noticed before. How she, you know, processes that change in her head is what is going to affect the marriage in a positive or negative way, because you're still the same person. It's just, how do I see myself now? Do I see myself as this person that everybody sees me as, or as am I still on the ground and I'm still the person that I was originally? And it's also the effect that it has on him, because in him seeing her different and seeing that people are giving her the attention they weren't before, is he able to deal with that? Is, you know, can he balance that up and recognize that, you know, this is still my woman. This is still, she hasn't, you know, she's not a different person. You know, just something has happened that has changed her appearance, but the heart and the mind is the same. That's the bit that you have to negotiate and make sure is intact, and it doesn't always stay intact, because sometimes it's a bit like fame. Not everybody can handle fame. Not everybody can handle a load of money, right? Not everybody.
Right.
You know, it's life changing. Money is life changing. To have
you
money,
a load of money,
never
have not,
money.
Not having any, though. I know that much.
Yeah.
Y'all know me now. I'm just saying. But
having it is one thing.
And to be honest,
having
it, he was very proud of her weight loss. He was handling it, but you know, she and so going out more and having more girls' nights out, and I guess it involved the girls being, you know how guys are when they see a bunch of ladies out. And so he was proud of her weight loss, but I guess she was like, wait, I'm getting a lot of attention from a lot of other people too.
That's right. And I don't know, you know what, this attention feels more like what I like, because it's external and it's someone else, and it's someone who doesn't know me from when I was a fat person, someone who's just seeing me now and loving what they see. And this is making me feel good. And how you deal with that is going to be, you know, will show up in the way that the relationship, you know, works. And I think for him as well, you know, whether he says it or not, he would have been affected by her weight change. And maybe his responses always weren't as they should be. You know, we're all human. Both sides would have had some issues going on there. But, you know, definitely if you make a life-changing change in your body weight, you know, in the way that you look, you know, in your ability to earn money, you know, all those things will make a difference. And it's all about whether you can maintain who you are, you know, and it's about your thinking. I think, you know, you can... Different things will come in life, and you could be successful one day. You could actually be homeless. But, you know, you've heard of rich people becoming homeless and losing everything they have and within a few years gaining it all back. What is the difference?
Exactly.
The difference is the mind.
Yeah.
It's about thinking.
Because I've gone from comfortable middle class to feeling like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
God, give me strength. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and I've seen friends, like you said, I've seen very wealthy friends all of a sudden have nothing. I've seen people, though, make decisions to give up a lot of material things, you know, and just live a simple life. But I know you're talking about those that go through those experiences and then they manage to revive their life and come back even stronger. And and those are life-changing decisions to make that decision that, hey, I am going to get back on the right track and live my life right and comfortably.
Yeah. But you've got to have a strong mind to do that, and you've got to be very determined, very self-motivated and driven to get yourself out of a rut back to where you originally were or to even greater status. And that takes a strong mind. It takes the right thinking, I would say. And I think that's it. You know, you can anything in life can come. But I think if you have the thinking that, listen, all of this is just now. It's in the here and now. You can't take it with you. You enjoy and experience it right now, but it is just now. And in the moment, it changes and can change. And I think if you have that thinking, your feet are solidly on the ground and nothing can shift you into any kind of madness because, you
That's
know,
right.
you know
Keep
that
your feet
everything
steady.
Will pass. Yeah. Yeah. My
Stay
mom
grounded.
Has a saying. Yeah. My mom always has a saying, you know, this will pass. This too will pass. And everything does pass. Everything has a season. Everything has a time. And, you know, and I guess, you know, people like LeBron James at the top of his game, he will not understand that. That, you know, his time as a top NBA player will be for now. And, you know, and in a few years' time, he won't have that status. But, you know, he's enjoying it and working with it as it is right now, and he still has to look to the future and recognize that there will be a time when he'll be doing something different. You know, maybe he'll become a coach or do something else, but everything is seasonal. And I think if you understand that, you don't get so trapped in, you know, experiences. You know, you don't hold on to things and become attached in your mind to it as if that's your whole life. That's it. I'm now made. I'm never going to be, and things are never going to be different because they can be. You know, anything can change. You've seen that with the economic decline in the world. Things have changed. And look at the number of people who went out and took their lives when the economy went down and they couldn't have what they always had or what they felt belonged to them indefinitely. People did it.
Wow.
People committed suicide, right? And that's because they were attached to money. I've never known anybody, you know, no matter how rich they are, even if you remember the great pharaohs, no one took anything to the grave, and whatever they took stayed in that grave and the body rotted and left it. Okay? Right? You can't take anything with you. You absolutely can't take anything with you. So what you're doing is living it now, enjoying it now, but don't get attached to it as if it's your whole life because it really is an experience that will keep moving.
Yeah. And a lot of us do get attached to things, people, things, all, you know. So, yeah, that's some good words you're sharing with us. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of another couple, too. When we're talking about couples that have been together a long time, I know you're familiar with Kiss. Gene Simmons and his wife, they've been together like 30 years. And, you know, they just recently married like a couple years ago. They seem to be working out, you know. But, you know, Shannon Tweed, she was like, okay, I think it's time, you know, after 30 years together.
Yeah.
So their marriage seems to be working out. You know, they lived together for 30 years with two kids.
Yeah.
And so when their kids became adults, that's when they decided to get married.
Well, I think maybe because you think, man, yeah, but there's a good thought there because you're never too old to regret it then. You know, you've done your time, so... I always say, like, you know, you're too old to regret it now. You know, if I've waited 30 years for you, come on. You know, can it really go wrong after 30 years? Maybe the thought is, you know, we're already, you know, stuck together for the rest of our lives. So, you know, this is just a formality that we're going through, which is just recognizing what we've already had. And that's another way to do it. But, you know, I think – as human beings, we form too many attachments to things that, you know, have no real, longevity. It's just stuff that will keep moving with time. So we need to recognize that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And you make a good point again. Over the summer, I literally have lost between 50 and 60 pounds. Most of my life, I've always been thin, but, you know, within the past years, I ballooned up to almost 200 pounds. So over the summer, I relate to what you're saying. Your heart and mind stay the same. And regardless of what size you are or what's going on exterior, but I'm dealing with other people. Because recently I was talking to a guy in my neighborhood at a local detail shop, and we always talk, but we had not talked in recent past few months over the summer. Well, since the last time we talked, I lost like 60 pounds. We see each other, but I figured he knew who I was. And we were standing up. I was near the detail shop, and he approached me, and we were talking. And I had my shades on, and he was talking to me like he never had spoken with me ever. And I'm like, you know me? We talk all the time. And I'm like, I've dropped a lot of pounds in the recent months. And he was like, because we make life-changing decisions or things happen, you know, we're not only dealing with ourselves, but we're dealing with how other people react. And it goes back to what you were saying. Stay grounded. So it was kind of weird to experience that, because I have been experiencing that too. You know, some people have known me from my skin, from when I was always skinny and fit and just a fitness nut. And then some people have only known me throughout my balloon years, you know. And so he's a person that only knew, I guess, the chubby lady. And so he didn't even know it was me. I had my shades on. And I'm like, I have my shades on, and I've dropped the pounds over the summer. And he just could not believe it. Because I'm like, why is he talking to me like he doesn't know me? And we always talk.
Wow.
But it's because I had dropped the pounds, and he really didn't know it was me because I had my shades on and had my hair different also. So I can relate to what you were saying. You know, you also have to prepare when you make decisions. Like some people make decisions, we're talking about on the down low, when people decide to come out, men and women. That's very life changing.
Yeah.
You know, so the life changing decisions are just something. If you're losing or gaining weight or trying to live healthier, some people, you've been a relationship expert. You talk to a lot of people who don't want people to know that they're looking for a love, right?
Yeah. So when we do...
And so it takes a lot for some people to come out and maybe mention to their loved ones, family, and friends that, hey, I'm looking for a love. Can you help me out? It takes a lot for people to do that. That's life-changing. Yeah.
Well, I've been just...
Wait a second. Can you hear me? I'm having trouble hearing you. Are you there? Wait a second. Don't hang up. For some reason, I'm not hearing you. Oh, got dropped. Hopefully, Ebony will call us back. The call was dropped, so hopefully she'll call us back because she is my sister across the pond, my blogtalkradio.com cohort, and she is a relationship expert, and we just love one another. U.S. and U.K., yay. Hopefully she'll call back because we're on the ball. I love talking with her, and she is also big into fitness, so I wanted to also hear from her about the healthy foods that are good for different, always and also seasonal. But, you know, I think the UK and US, we're in different seasons now, I believe. I don't know, because they've been having hot weather there, just like weather here in the deep south. So, hey, see what fall foods are popular and hot to eat, also worldwide and also in both our countries, US and UK. But again, thank you guys. This has been a blast. I love it when
Ebony Empress calls us, and I want to know about her schedule also this week and topics, other topics that she will be discussing. But I like the topic that she shared with us regarding honesty and the importance of honesty and integrity will be discussed on shows this week. Here's Keaton Simon's Cupid, Eric Roberts' stepson.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go. Say to my lover's heart, for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Oh, Cupid, if your arrow make her love strong for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Oh, Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? I need you, Cupid, help me, I need you, Cupid. Oh, that's the sound of a man working on the chain gang. All in you send me, honest you do, honest you do, yeah. You send me, oh, you, you send me, honest you do, honest you do.
Beautiful rendition of Cupid. Again, that's Keaton Simon, Eric Roberts' stepson, a fantastic talent. Check him out also. He has a website and all that good stuff. But Ebony's back. Her call was dropped for some reason. I didn't know what was going on.
Hi, I'm sorry.
Your call was dropped. I don't know what happened.
It disappeared. I know my Skype just went off, so I just tried to
recover.
Oh,
okay, that's what happened. I was like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
That was a good question, I guess. Because
yeah,
a lot of people do. Some people are very nonchalant, like, oh, I'm not looking for anybody. And you find out that, yes, they are, or they finally decide to come out and say, hey, I'm looking for someone. I think on Facebook I'm going to create a list of my single Facebook friends. I'm not on Facebook for our online period for looking for dates. I am signed up on dating sites, and I haven't visited in a minute. But I hear from a lot of single guys, and then even some of my single friends, female friends, like to know who's single and on my friends list. And so I'm thinking about finding out who is really single and just how you can make those different lists. And I have a single list where people know who's single or not.
Well, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Because I think often it's scary. I think it's scary going on to dating sites. It can be scary.
Exactly. That's creepy to me. That's... I've done a few shows about online dating. But I have a lot of friends, and I know a lot of people who find success on them, but they're rather creepy to me.
Yeah, I think you can. But I think initially it can be scary going on. But I think everybody knows a friend who is single, right? And,
right.
I was talking to a friend, and we were talking about getting together a group of singles, but getting friends to bring a friend who's single. So if there's someone
exactly.
that you dated in the past, you guys are still friends, you know, nothing going on, but you think that person is still a good catch, might not be the right person for you, then
uh-huh.
that may be a good person you know, to introduce to dating. So one of the things I don't know if you've listened to the Global Village Dating yet, which I do on the Thursday night, but I've got a show on
yeah,
Thursday
I
night.
Yeah, I know the title of your Thursday show is Global Village Dating. That's very interesting.
Well, what it is, I'm trying to get people who don't date anymore, mainly because, you know, there's so much drama around dating sites and finding the right person. I'm trying to get people to mm-hmm. just have conversations between men and women across the globe, basically, where you gently introduce yourself back into the whole idea of getting to know what men are like and men getting to know what
yeah.
women are like. So it's a nice kind
yeah.
of drama-free little experience where we're just talking to each other. And I had on the 2 weeks, we had men and women come on.
For some people, and some people can dive right back in. And me,
yeah.
honestly, you know, I was a successful dater right back when I was in the dating world. But right now at age 45, I'm taking baby steps because I have I might not have kids, but I have responsibilities. I have an 81-year-old mother. I have business projects and that I'm dealing with. So I don't want to waste nobody's time, and I don't want anybody wasting my time.
Yeah, so I think that's how a lot of people
feel. At the same
feel.
Time, have enjoy myself
yeah,
and have fun.
I agree. Uh-huh. But what would be nice, what I'm hoping, is that it makes those people who are kind of over 45s, right, or even younger, think about,
uh-huh.
you know, looking again for somebody out there. And sometimes it's just that you haven't had the chance to have those conversations. You have a busy life. But it's great to just hear what men and women of around our age, what they're offering.
Exactly.
So, we had some men come on and talk more about what they offer and what they're looking for. A couple of people have hooked up already and are talking on Skype. So it's not like a real date. It's just a comfortable way to talk to someone who may also be in the same position as you, single, trying to get over maybe a bad relationship from the past and just wants to hang out and chat, and who knows where it might go. So I'm trying a little BTR exercise.
You need quality conversation with opposite sex.
Yeah.
For those that are heterosexual. Because you're about heterosexual couples, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, gay couples can come on if they feel like they can meet a match and they want to put it out there.
Oh.
So at the moment, it's
okay,
kind of heterosexual.
I have a lot of friends and a lot of listeners in the LGBT community. So that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, it's fine. If they can find someone, an opposite, who they want to talk to and they want to put their stuff out there, I'm not saying no. Anybody can come on. But I think it's good.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, when you listen to other people talking about what they offer, it allows you to think about what you're looking for and to hear some things in the conversation that might tell you whether that's the kind of person you might want or not want, as the case may be. So it's been fun. A couple of my friends have been encouraging them to come on and have a go. At the moment, we're trying to get the women to call in because we've had more men. As you know, my show gets trailed by men.
Your show, you have an amazing male demographic which participates in your show. I'm amazed at how the guys just come all out. And there are some really good guys out there. If people would listen to your show and chat in your chat room, they would see, those especially Male Bash, they would see there are some quality men out there.
There are.
I'm amazed at how your guys react.
And I'm now almost, so it's kind of nice. But I think, you know, we want to encourage more girls to get into the mix and, you know, put your stuff out there. No one knows you. You can be anonymous. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to You just have to give a name and talk about yourself and get other people to listen and open up about yourself. And I think that just gives you a little bit of a chance to, in a nice, safe space, practice some dating tips. Because I think the first thing when you go with someone in the real world is to be able to have a conversation, right? To really be able to talk about yourself and to hear that other person.
Exactly.
So,
and
know, that's
feeling
what I'm
good.
Trying to help
what,
people with.
I recently reconnected with a friend of mine. And he called into the show last Sunday and Monday. I don't know if you listened to the show, but one thing I love about our conversations is we're not judgmental of one another. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah, I can hear you.
So it's good when you meet someone new or you're reconnected with someone, you know, from your past. And you don't feel judgmental. You feel you can talk about anything. Because you and I, you know, we've been cohorts on Blog Talk Radio and online friends for more than a year. And I feel that we can talk about anything. And when we finally meet in person, oh, my goodness, you guys.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
We're just UK and US. We're just taking over.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's been great. One of my
that's
friends
good that you're encouraging the women, because that's building our sisterhood.
I think our sisterhood has got to a position, a lot of us, where we just don't bother anymore. We're just like, I don't want to date anymore. I don't want to, you know, too much hard work. I've had too much heartbreak. But I think never get out of the game. Go back in, reassess what you're doing, you know, how you're coming across. You know, there's always stuff to learn. And I think when you've got a safe audience who will listen to you and, you know, you've got a chance to see how you come across, people hear you.
I'm glad
doesn't
you
mean
mentioned
that you're
going to
meet the greatest
person
tomorrow.
Yeah, you're clairvoyant too, aren't you?
Yeah, go on.
Because that's honestly what, what I'm always looking at and evaluating myself. You know, I might think I'm coming across all happy-go-lucky or with a good attitude, but then sometimes it's good to check yourself, double-check yourself. How do you really think you're coming off? And really pay attention to how people react to you. And, you know, how they react to you. We really have to really check ourselves. While a lot of us are always looking at what's wrong with other people, sometimes, you know, look at what's good about ourselves and maybe what's not good. Maybe we just experienced something and we're taking something out on the next person. You know, that's good you said that. Really check yourself. See how you're acting. You might think you're treating people one way, but you're really not.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we think that when we talk about baggage, I'm free. I'm drama free. Everybody else has got the drama. On Saturday, I had to organize a conference. A massive conference for work, my daytime job.
Wow.
And
because I wondered if you was at the office right now or not. But I didn't want to be, you know,
not
you
on the day off.
Because
I worked on Saturday. I've got the day off today, so that's why I can afford to be online.
I don't know if you heard me talking about Mondays, but just one thing about Mondays. I love Mondays. You can just get a lot of things done.
Yeah, well, Mondays I'm normally working, so I listen to you, but I can't come online. I have to listen offline. But the interesting thing was I had this conference on Saturday, and I have about 30 people where I work who are helping me out. And before the conference, I'm saying to everybody, this is what we're doing, this is what we're doing. The minute we started the conference and everybody had to do, you saw all the different personalities come out, right? Because people under pressure all respond differently. So, you know, like people at the door ready to be signed up, you know, we had about 50 people rushing in, and I just watched these people, and I just watched different people and how they responded to pressure. And I was like, wow. You know, until you're actually doing something, you never actually see who people can be. They never ever show up their real character. when they're under pressure, it's that moment you see who they are, you know? And it was just interesting. You had people saying, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just give me what I need to do and I'm okay. And those same people were falling apart like nothing. And it wasn't a lot that they had to do. It's just the pressure of the moment. So I think when, you know, when you're practicing something, the good thing about practice is that when you come to the real experience with someone, because you have that in your memory bank, you're then, you're more likely to show up in a better way than when you have not practiced and you've not put yourself in a position of something that's quite real, near as near to real as possible. So those people did not show up to me like they did until we were in the real moment. And I think that's the same with dating. A lot of people hold it back, but when they're actually in the situation, that's when they start to show up. And sometimes because you're nervous, because you're not sure what you should say, B, you don't come across the practice you better you'll be, right? Communicating.
Right.
And it really is about communicating. It's not about putting out a false image of yourself. It's about communicating in a good way so that you can be heard. People see the best side of who you are, you know, and all that negative stuff, because we all have them. If you get 40 and you haven't got some baggage from the past, then, you know, you haven't lived, right? That's part of the whole thing. But how you manage it is what will tell whether somebody wants to connect with you or not. You know, if they feel bitterness, they feel like you're still, you know, I remember going for a drink with someone once, and I wasn't even dating the guy. We're just going for a drink. I asked about his children, and he went into meltdown, right, about his ex and how she was, and I was like, "Ooh, wow, you know, too much." I think you're late. Because I realized probably
I'm making sure the reception is okay. Wait a second.
Okay.
Because we don't want to miss anything you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
You clearly did it for a long time. But until I ask a question, because maybe he'd never been asked that question for a long time, immediately the question was asked, it came out. And it came out in such a negative way that I was like, woo, I would never want to date you. I would never want
to
date you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And people should pay attention to that, because you might not want to date him, and you might would have if he was a little different. But then you could... sometimes if we meet someone or we're friends with someone, they might not be for us, but then you might say, well,
yeah,
I don't want to date him, but I would like to introduce him to so-and-so.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes there are some people you don't want to put them on anybody.
No. You're not for me, and I wouldn't give you to anyone either. Yeah.
Exactly. We have another caller. So I'm thinking you need to leave, but you're chilling working at home this morning. So let's see.
No, I'll just listen.
Morning.
I'm
how
okay.
are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You bitches want to suck my cock. It's
not
a prank, you fucking bitch.
One of those trolls. A troll.
For some reason, I knew that was a prank call.
You can tell it was a troll.
Frank, you hear that?
Oh, you know, I get them. You know what? There's probably someone
that?
Who could. I heard it. He hasn't got a life.
I knew ahead of time. I was like, I was going to tell you. I hope it's not a prank. That's crazy.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Like the words of a couple of my friends. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that.
Oh, Lord.
I love when people say that. So now I see why they say that. I ain't got time for that.
I know. I feel sorry for them, because I think it's probably very early in the morning and he doesn't have a life. I'm very sorry.
I know. And I can't believe what he said. Lord, have mercy.
There's nothing better to do. Nothing. I get them on my show. But now I've got to know the numbers. I've got to recognize the names and stuff. So I never let them on.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes you can get pulled out, so it's okay. I'm sure BTR is used to it.
Crazy,
don't worry
crazy,
about
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Crazy people.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah. But where were we?
Where are we?
The gentleman that you were just having drinks with, and you, his vibe was totally off, and you were like, wow.
No, see you later.
And we were like, and we both were like, people should think about that when you were talking about how people should pay attention to how they care themselves and treat people, because just because someone might not be a love connection for you, you might be a love connection for someone else that they know, a coworker,
yeah.
A friend, a relative. You never know.
Yeah. And in another way, I was thankful that he showed his true self, because I was like, wow, that's good. And I would not do it to anyone else. You know, I just, all I said to him was, I think you need to go spend some time, do your healing, and, you know, and deal with that. Because, you know what, I think you were being honest in your feelings and expressing them to me. But, you know, I'm someone who has children, and if I hear you talking like that about an ex, No, that could
happen. Oh, yeah. I agree with you, though. I like it. Sometimes it seems very forward when people really present and put everything on the table. And I myself have been a talkative person. And I know there's some stuff you talk about and some stuff you refrain from telling all about. But I'm like you. I agree with you. It's good to know up front what people are all about, though.
Yeah.
And then you really can base your decisions on things.
Yes, you can just say, okay.
But I like you and I talked about a month and a half ago how when people are in a relationship and they have some good secrets, they, like, keep some things as a mystery to keep the keep the relationship hot.
Yeah, but, it's true.
But when
you're
really newly connected or reconnecting with someone, it's good to know some things up front, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I think you don't want to play all your hand in one go, but I think you need to still be as honest as you can about, you know, who you're about, what, you know, what your life is about, and whether you know what your intentions may be. But there's mystery is lovely to have some mystery. I think the more mystery, the better. I think that keeps the excitement. Sometimes it fuels a little passion too. But, you know, as long as you're not hiding anything that could hurt that person, I think, yeah,
exactly.
It's good to have mystery. Yeah.
But, so you did broadcast this morning, and your friend broadcast this morning. Okay.
No, I didn't broadcast today because I had a day off after that conference, and I actually slept in very late today. So actually, when I woke up, I saw you online, and I thought, let me jump on and listen.
And I had talked about you earlier in the show, too. I had talked, oh, my goodness, because of the topic, because of life-changing decisions. And I'm like, we have to make life-changing decisions if we want to live fulfilled lives, and including good, healthy, have a healthy love life also. So I had mentioned you at the beginning of the show when I was talking about what we'll be talking about today, because you talk about life-changing decisions a lot, how when people have to make certain decisions on what and what they will accept.
I think most of my shows are about the kind of things that are life-changing, but that's because I think that's because I know that if you're going to change your life around from one way that it is right now to what you want it to be, it's going to be life-changing. That process is going to be life-changing. And so sometimes it's slowly having your mind fed with positive things to make you believe that you can make those changes. And I guess that's what my shows are about. They're really about trying to encourage people to look at ways they can make changes for themselves and have more of a positive outcome. And then people say, oh, you can't get people married and stuff. But yeah, I'd like to see people happy. I don't have to be married necessarily, but I'd like to see happy unions, particularly in the black community, because we don't have that many, right?
Right.
Although, you know, I was seeing a statistic today that said only 10% of the U.S. is actually have been divorced. So it's not that high a number as we'll think compared to the, you know, to what people talk about statistics-wise. But 10% is still a lot of people to be divorced.
Yes.
And I, you know, and a lot of people don't do it again. They won't go back and get married again if they've been, you know, if they've been divorced once. And so I think if you can find ways to encourage people, and the way that you encourage them is to go back and do look at ways that they can do things differently so they can achieve a better outcome, I think that could work for a lot of people.
Yeah, because the divorce rate is so high here, but nowadays in the States, so many people are not getting married now, too. They're choosing not to get married and live together, like we were talking about earlier. But then the divorce rate is high, but there are some people that do try to make their marriages work. But you make me think about discussing some friends and I had the other day. One of my old classmates, he's been a long time married, and it's kind of weird because, let me say this first, some people are shocked when people are together, but when they hear people aren't together, they're not shocked. Like back to what you were saying, so 10% is too much. And
yeah.
One of my old classmates and I keep in touch with a lot of my classmates that I grew up with, and one of my classmates asked many of us if he should be offended that one of the teachers at his school was shocked to see he and his wife together, and came out and bluntly asked, "Oh, y'all still together? You know,
wow.
Are you all still together?" And my friend was he was like, "Should I be offended? Because he and his wife are happily and still together." And this teacher just bluntly and openly asked if they were together. I guess maybe she hadn't seen them, and so she just assumed. I guess a lot of divorces happen within the school amongst students and faculty. And so
yeah.
She just assumed that they weren't together and bluntly asked that question. And I'm hoping that their son was not in their presence when she asked that question, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, you know, that's something that you brought that topic up, because a lot of people are surprised when people are together than when they're not together.
Yeah.
It could have been a better, more professional way to inquire if they were still married or not, you know?
But I get what he's saying. There are a lot of people that can't make it past sort of 10, 15 years, you know, and I remember when I was with my ex and I'd meet people and we were like doing almost 20 years at the time, and people were like, "Are you guys still together? Oh my God, it's been so long," you know, because their relationships had broken up and there was no one, you know, hardly any relationships together.
Exactly.
that they knew. So I understood it, you know. You know, eventually we broke up, but the point was, you know, 20 years is a long time to be with someone, and a lot of people don't do that anymore. So people
exactly. And then being a teacher, she probably has seen a many of her students experience their parents going through a divorce. So that was a surprise to see a couple still together.
yeah. It's like, what happened to you guys? You know, why did you? How comes you made it and everybody else is still, you know, has fallen apart?
Yeah.
But there you go. You know, there you go. I think it's all about your journey, and everybody's journey is going to be different. And I think you just have to look at what it is you're doing and whether that works for you or not. And if it's working for you, keep doing it. If it's not working for you, then look at ways that you can change it so you can have the life that you want.
Exactly. Good point, because that's the angle of this topic about life-changing decisions. When the decisions that are positive for your life and your loved one's life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I
think things can change. You know, but yesterday was
when you started talking, one of my pooches decided to bark. So trying to
and I can hear
her. Quiet her. So she must vibe you on. When you start speaking, all of a sudden she started barking. Okay, so excuse me, my apologies for that. And what were you saying?
No, I was saying.
I know. Since we talked, they lost their mother, my eldest dog, on my birthday weekend. But it's like each time you speak, she starts barking. She's outside the window that I'm near.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I noticed that when you're not talking or when the phone call had dropped, she was quiet. And so, like, each time you have the mic, whoop, whoop, whoop. I think that's weird. So you have an effect on animals and people.
Oh, my God. What are we saying? I mean, I don't know. I'm not seeing these animals, so I'd be surprised if they really are barking because they like me.
So you're giving love advice to humans. I don't know. I guess this is a show. That's a show for animal people. Love advice for pets.
Yeah, love advice for pets would be a good one. Oh, dear.
So my listeners saying, now let's stick to us now. We're trying to get some things done.
Well, at least pets show their real self. You know, they don't wear a mask. You know, a dog is a dog. You know, a dog will never try to be a cat. It'll always be a dog, right?
So
I think that's a great thing we can learn from pets. They stay true to who they are. A dog doesn't try to meow like a cat, does he? Right?
In other words, they stay in their own lane. Like people like
that's
to say,
right.
They stay in their own lane. What works for them.
In their lane. And they work with what is. And they don't try to create something that isn't what it is. So,
So you do have good advice. regarding from that aspect. That's a good point. That's a good metaphor, listeners. A lot of people love metaphors. I know I do. So that is definitely a good metaphor. So what else we were talking about, and I know you eat healthy, and it's getting close to the end of the show, and some listeners might say, well, they're not talking about the healthy foods. Do you have any advice for healthy foods for the fall? I mean, they might be year-round, but then they might be like seasonal foods. Do you have any recommendations for foods that are healthy, fruits, vegetables, for the fall time?
Good. I think soups are very good for the fall. I think, I always like to have my soups when it starts to get colder, and it starts to get colder definitely in the UK right now. So I would say have your soups ready. I am a real kind of comfort eater when it comes to getting cold, which I don't think is a good thing, but that's what I do. So I do like my puddings when it's cold. I like to have my dinner, but I like a little pudding, whatever, and I try and keep it healthy puddings, as healthy as you can. So, something I like is like apple crumble and stuff.
Puddings can be rather rich and delicious.
Go light on the sugar so that you don't increase your diabetes. But, and if it's cream, make it single cream that you put over it. But it's great to have a little pudding when it's cold. I love my puddings when it's cold. And lots of hot drinks. And I think green tea is very good to have your green tea. Just because, it's got the antioxidants in it. I like green tea. I like ginger tea when it's cold as well. Ginger tea is very good at warming you up and keeping you free of colds. Lemon tea, very good. Lemon and ginger together make a great combination. So whatever kind of keeps us, your immune system strong, I think, as well, I always say to people, during the winter, if you drink your cod liver oil every day, you can stay colds and flu free. So, have a double dosage of cod liver oil. That really works for me. I don't know if it'll work for you, but it works for me. And the other thing,
what type of oil?
Cod liver oil. Cod liver oil, very good for you.
Uh-huh.
And some of it has the extra omega, but I know they've been saying stuff about omega oils, so I'm not encouraging people necessarily to go down that route. But cod liver oil has always been good. I once stayed without a cold for nearly 4 years because of cod liver oil. Had that daily, and that kept me cold.
Wow.
Free. Yeah.
Yes.
It does.
Well, you all
really
hear that? I'm like you. I love soups, stews. And hot beverages that you mentioned. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I love green vegetables year round, but for some reason green vegetables You know, also.
Yeah, the initials are good to have when it gets cold. And I know people do all the raw foods in the summer, and in the winter they tend to go for the cooked fruit vegetables. But I'm saying, you know, if you steam your vegetables instead of, like, boiling them, they're much more healthy, definitely. So steam your stuff, steam your veg, and have it. And don't forget, you can have all your veg in soups. That's a great thing about soups as well. Just still maintain your exercise. I think that's going to be the challenge for me this winter, to keep running. I want to keep running all the way through winter, back to next summer.
Exactly, I'm working on getting back out there jogging. I walk a lot, but I need to start. I need to jog. And Monday, that's what I talked about. That was the topic last Monday. How we can, keep on exercising, not giving up in the fall and winter months. You know, through the weather, indoor, outdoor exercise, still stick to your exercise plans through the fall and winter holidays also.
I think the thing that you can do, if you've got indoor pools, you can swim inside. If you have gyms, you know, maybe winter's a good time to join the gym because you're exercising inside. I tend to still do my running outside no matter what the weather, unless it's on the ground. I try and keep it outside because I like the fresh air. I like to feel the fresh air in my lungs. But, you can always work out in the gym as well. That will keep you going, definitely. Do your gym work. Or what I say to people, there is nearly every exercise you can find on YouTube. And if you're not able to get on to the gym, put the YouTube on, get in front of your TV, and do your exercises in front of the TV. You can link your laptop to your TV screen, and you can work out. I do it with my daughter all the time. There's a program called Fit for Duty, and we've done boxing on that. Abs and all sorts of exercises. Totally free, costs you nothing, and you just do it in front of your TV. That's all.
And if
you
it's
can
like
do
areas
it,
that you need
know?
To work on, like I'm focusing, I need to drop 20 more pounds, 20, 25 more pounds. And so if there's areas that you're focusing on, I'm focusing on my midsection. I want my flat and my abs back. So if there's areas that you're working on, I hear that that's called a muffin top, I guess. But if there's areas that you're working on, your lower body, upper body, with YouTube, you can just search what areas you want to work on or overall exercises indoor. YouTube has everything. You're so right. Just whatever you're looking for, put it in the search engine, and it's there. Or
it's
if it's a certain personal trainer that you're looking for, just Google their name.
Yeah, and make
exercise,
sure that you
like
go and
plank.
See your GP. Yeah, and make sure you go and see your doctor, and make sure that you're able to do all the exercise that you want to do, because sometimes you can give yourself some injuries from exercise.
Exactly.
So
if you haven't been exercising, it's important to do. Don't start with the advanced. I mean, really, start with the beginner or the intermediate if you think you can deal with the intermediate exercise. Don't go saying, I can do this advanced stuff.
And running, don't try running like 5 miles the first time you get up to run. You cannot run that way. You have to start off very slowly and build up. I think my first goal when I was running was to run 200 meters to my park, my local park. And, it was actually 400 meters to the park. But, we would run halfway, stop, have a rest, run, have a rest. And we did that for weeks until we could run 400 meters to the park and stop. And then we gave ourselves another little goal, which was 400 meters and halfway around the park. And then, 400 meters and the whole way around the park. And that's how we built up. So, that's what you got to do. And if your knees, because a lot of people, as they get older, their knees actually, because if you depend on your weight, your knees can give you a lot of problems.
What you're talking about? Since I've dropped these 50, 60 pounds, oh my God! I know I have been. It felt like I've taken I don't know what just a a luggage bag off of my shoulders. My knees feel yeah. so much better. I used to wonder. I experienced this for a reason. God wanted me to experience. I experienced this for a reason. I'm glad that I'm coming back to myself. But I used to wonder why people always talk about their knees and their feet when they were overweight. I found out it's because of that extra weight. It's like you're carrying an extra person. Or extra luggage. My knees are feeling so much better since I've dropped that 50, 60 pounds.
Yeah.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, your knees are different. But if your knees, if you've exercised in the past excessively and your knees are weak, don't do jogging. Jogging's not the exercise for you. You may need to walk. I would suggest people do things like Pilates, which is very good for your posture.
Yeah, I love Pilates.
And allow you to exercise, parts of your body, but without putting too much strain on your knees. So if you're over 40 and you do start running, you can get supports for your knees and your ankles. I never run without support, ankles and my knees.
Okay, now she's a running expert. Listen to her. She's a running expert, so she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to end up with awful knees and and ankles. So I strap my ankles and I strap up my knees. No matter how many times I run, I do that. And that's so that, later on in life, I don't have problems. Because particularly if you're running on the pavement, on concrete, you're actually putting a lot of pressure on your knees, even though it's not the weight of your body that's, that's going to be a problem. But the jostling between the pavement, the highs and the lows of the road will create problems on your knees. So support your knees at all times.
So that's why I know when I talk about running and jogging and walking, it's always stressed the importance of your shoe. Not the price of your shoe, but the quality of your shoe. Because you can get good quality shoes for a good price, so no one has an excuse. But the quality of your shoe and make sure that you have the right shoe. So what do you have to say about that also, the importance of the shoe?
Right, what do you?
Of the running shoe or the walking shoe?
The shoe is important, but what's most important is the insert, the inside of the shoe. So when you decide that you're gonna jog, what you need to do, you go to a running shop, and they, any shop that deals with marathon runners or runners of any sort will have a machine where they can measure your foot, and not only measure your feet, measure the way that you run. So they'll be able to design an insole for your trainers, your jogging shoes that will fit the way that you run. So when I was younger, my soles of my feet dropped. So I have a very low instep. Insoles that I have for running have built up my instep so that I don't get injuries to my ankles or my knees. So you can buy the insole, and when you change your jogging shoes, you just transfer that insole to any jogging shoes that you'll use in the future. So it's designed for your feet and the way that you run. And you probably, in the UK, we paid about £70 for that. I don't know what that is in dollars. Maybe that's about $130 or so. And that's for proper insoles for your feet. Yeah, that's for proper insoles for your feet. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So you may have to spend the money, but it will save your feet in the long run if you're going to keep running.
But it's worth it.
Or,
save your feet and your body.
It's worth it.
And you get in better shape.
Yeah. And the other thing to do if you're actually going to run is to buy a heart monitor, right?
Exactly.
Think if you're over 40, a heart monitor. So a heart monitor can be strapped around your, just under your breast, and it would be situated by your heart on the left-hand side, and it picks up all the signals from your heart. And you can actually pick up the signals on a watch. You can buy a watch that's attached to the heart monitor that goes around your waist. And as you're running, you can actually see how your heart is working. So if
I definitely need
your
that.
Heart, Yeah. So your heart will should be, depending on your age and your weight, you'll need to work out what is the a good heart rate for you. And as long as you're not exceeding that excessively when you're running, you know, if I go, my beats go over 160, I slow down, I do less steps, because my heart, for me, between 140, 130 to 160 is where, you know, that's where I want my heart beat to be. Mm-hmm. If it goes over 160, then I slow down and I allow my heart rate, or I breathe harder in to allow my heart rate to go down. Because what you don't want to do is to put too much pressure on your heart, especially as you get older.
Yeah.
So that's something to get as well. Yeah. You can do that.
Wow, thank you so much for that advice. I know I'm taking note of it. And listeners, I know you all are. Wow. Yeah. That's important advice.
Yeah,
and that's life-changing advice, too, to decide to live healthier and really take advice from experts like you. Because she is a running expert, too, and on what to do.
Well,
we get the best, if we get the best results when we follow the proper instructions.
Yes. Because, you know, it really helped me when I was doing the London Marathon to have, you know, to be properly trained, to know what to look out for myself. Because, you know, I got injured after 5 miles and I still ran 21 miles injured, but I was able to look after myself correctly because I'd done the right training and I knew how my body worked in terms of running. So very important. The training is very important, but you need the right equipment, the right clothes. As well, make sure that you wear clothes that's properly aired. Okay, in the winter, don't wear things that are too heavy when you're running. You want clothes, like sports clothes that can breathe. Yeah. So if you run for a long time, you know your clothes.
And also for the different times that you
skin.
Run. Some people run in the morning times, at night time. So it's important to have something so drivers can see you also, right? Reflective gear.
Yes, something bright. And never run in places where you won't be seen. Don't take risks with your life, because a lot of joggers do get killed. You know, there is a number of joggers each year who will get killed. You know, by people out there. So, you know, all in places where you can be seen by the traffic. Don't run against the traffic, not with the traffic. If you run with the traffic, you're taking the fumes from the traffic. So try and run against with a car coming towards you, not running behind a car, right?
So right.
Things
it's a pedestrian.
That, you know, be aware of. Yeah.
Forward it. Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
So with the cars coming towards you, not running against, you know, alongside the cars, have them running towards you, and then that's more healthy. Yeah.
Wow.
So really that's the advice I would give.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah.
You thank you for talking to us about life-changing decisions, and really when we're talking about health and that's life changing anyway. And thank you for recommending the good foods for fall. And you squeeze it in there for those that like want to cheat and eat their favorite fattening foods and comfort foods. Then still maintain your exercise or continue store exercising so you can enjoy those healthy meals and still stay in shape. I mean those comfort foods and still stay in shape.
Yes, that's true.
Because you mentioned to us before, there's no need of depriving ourselves of good food, just good things in moderation.
Yes. And keep those exercises going. Everything goes. It won't stay on your hips. It won't stay on your hips.
That's
like
a muffin top. That's what I'm dealing with, the muffin top. I just realized that's what I'm dealing with, a muffin top. So working with that muffin top, and I'll be on point. And again, when's the next broadcast of the show, of your program? And are we broadcasting tomorrow?
Yes, I'm on tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, so I'm on tomorrow night. So,
and would that be the show about is integrity, trust?
Well, that's
one that's, yes, trust, honesty and integrity. Is that too much for anyone? Yeah, that's the show tomorrow night. So listen.
Okay, tomorrow night at 5 Eastern Standard Time, 4 Central Standard Time, my time, and your time, that would be 8. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would be 10 p.m. my time, GMT, and it will be 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific. I think I'm right there.
Yes, yes. We have a lot of West Coast listeners. Yes, good you said that. And okay. And Thursday would be Global Village Dating.
Yeah, and it's the same times on Thursday. So going out at 10 o'clock in the UK, going out 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific. Yeah. So that's
and
on Thursday.
There,
so if you're single.
Is there a head discussion, a lead discussion for Thursday?
The main thing we're doing is just talking as singles about some of the things that single people have to deal with. So we may be talking this Thursday about some of the myths of dating. But if you're single, it's a good opportunity to come on and tell us what it is that you're looking for in a mate and what you bring to the table. So we'd love to hear, particularly from women. I have some men who call them. I'd love to hear from the girls as well. And particularly if you're from UK or somewhere else, you know, let's hear from you. I'd love to for you guys to get engaged with the show. And it's all fun, nothing too serious, but lots of learning too. So, yeah, I'd love
to
have
you. I mean, I love lives are important if we're single or a long time married or newlyweds. But at the same time, we should be spontaneous and have a sense of humor and joy. It should be fun. It's serious business.
Yeah.
I mean, our love lives are no laughing matter, but it should be fun. That's why some relationships break up, because we have no sense of humor. You know, I know some people say I'm funny, but no, there's no sense of humor. It should be fun.
Definitely.
You know, it's different reasons. This is the point that it's fun that you come together and have serious adult conversations. Grown folk conversations, like some friends of mine like to say, but at the same time, lighthearted and fun.
Yeah.
Because I know I always have fun when I'm in your chat room with your listeners discussing serious topics, but oh my goodness, it's always a good time.
It is. But thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's great connecting with your show. I just want to say thank you to all your lovely listeners as well.
Oh, and thank you. And thank you to your lovely listeners also. And I'll call in tomorrow. I have been missing your program because I've been preoccupied doing other things and meetings or doing something. Always been busy. And I'm looking at Tuesday. I don't see where I would be preoccupied when you come on. So I'm going to make it my business. In the chat room, if you want me to call in, let me know
to call in.
Because you know I don't mind getting in that chat room.
No,
because I enjoy your guests all the time. So sometimes I might plan to call in, and then I'm like listening, like, hey, I'm enjoying this, and then I end up not calling in. But I'll be in the chat room, and if you want me to call in, because that's a topic I love about it, integrity, trust, and honesty. And to me, that's not too much to ask for when we're.
It's not too much to ask for. But I think it'd be great.
Yeah, when we're always dealing with the opposite. And we want to be comfortable, right? And no way possible I'm comfortable when it's not that. And I like what you said earlier, that when we are honest and are truthful, it becomes natural. It becomes habit. It becomes a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's true. Definitely. But good to speak to you, Beth. I'm going to go try and get some lunch now. But
it's lunchtime. So shout out to
my
UK friends. I hope to see you guys in 2014. So I need to plan. I need to start planning. And this morning I was up watching a story on CNN about Prince William being a new father and all, and showing he and Kate on their first outing. after the birth of the baby. So, you know, I was just so happy to see that program. So much love to everyone, you and your listeners and all of my friends in the UK.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day as well.
You too.
Okay, take care. Yeah, take care.
Okay, you too.
Stay here,
I provided your Twitter name, too. You're Ebony Empress on Twitter, right?
Yes. Ebony Empress.
Okay, because at the beginning of the show, I provided your Twitter name. And so you're you can tweet Ebony at Ebony Empress and follow her at Ebony Empress right here at Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so if you go to Twitter, it's Ms. MS Ebony Empress.
Exactly. Miss, yeah, because that's how one of my other Facebook, you know, I love, one of my pseudonyms, Miss Beth Nelson, and it's weird because people always call me Miss Beth, and so Miss Ebony, M.S. Ebony Empress.
Ebony Empress.
Yeah, because when I noticed you had changed it from more being you, I was like, wow, cool.
Yes.
She's, you know, it's Miss Ebony Empress. So please remember to put the MS. I'm glad I asked you about that because at the beginning of the show I was just excited and I blurted out Ebony Empress, but Miss Ebony Empress.
Yeah, Miss Ebony Empress is the one.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you so much.
No problem, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
Okay, and God bless. Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care. Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. That was great of Ebony. Miss Ebony, if you're nasty, to call in and spend time with us and share so much wonderful advice. I mean, we covered all the topics regarding life-changing decisions that affect our lives and our loved ones' lives positively. And sure enough, you know, last minute, because I know some of you wanted to hear that, or what are good and healthy things, foods to eat in the fall, and also she even added regarding exercising properly during fall time. Also, you know, that's a subject that we discussed on last Monday. But again, thank you guys. It's not over, but it's almost over. We're having fun on Motivating Monday, and it's the beginning of a new week, so hey, here we go. And again, thank you to Casey Meech for calling in and returning to the show on Saturday and looking forward to the next time we talk. You guys, please support his new EP, Casey Comes Alive, and also see World High Fashion. New music will be coming out at the beginning of the year, and also he will be releasing a mixtape during the holiday. So just a wonderful talent that I highly and truly support.
Money and ladies, Seawolf High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf High Fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf High Fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious, swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy's full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guest list extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf High Fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf High Fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes, so pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic, no horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw, I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all, married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna, new whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross, bitch looking for faux play, photocal blow his dick off, white girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off, Gucci Mane, I'm bird up, sex money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off, money and ladies, SeaWorld, high fashion, swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld, high fashion, clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld, high fashion, swag is amazing, SeaWorld, high fashion, money and ladies, SeaWorld, high fashion, swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld, high fashion, clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld, high fashion, swag is amazing, SeaWorld, high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion, Chanel, Gucci bags, we're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
Casey Meech, that was SeaWorld High Fashion.
I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone. The good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. We need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness, gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed.
the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us fight for a new world. Let us fight to free the world. To do away with national barriers. To do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. Let us all unite.
But tell me who I am. I'm supposed to die. That there's no such thing as why. I heard a man can change the stars, satellite. There are no reasons I should try. With the skies as my referral, ignite the fire inside my heart. It's okay to be outside. I'll hold your hand when it gets dark. We'll make it through the night. Well, I'll be ours. If they're asking who we are, if they're asking us, we are. Tell them, baby, I'm wrong with the captain.
Wow. Beautiful. Savages by Flows Like Wine. Those are Case and Nietzsche's friends in Orlando, Chase Irvin and his friends. Beautiful, beautiful music. I've been playing more of their music this week. And when Case and Nietzsche returns, he's coming back with his brother, Johnny Panic, of Pensacola, and also Flows Like Wine. Chase Irvin, looking forward to that. We're going to have fun. Well, when it's scheduled, we'll be looking forward to you guys calling in and chatting with us. But beautiful song, is it not? Savages. Love it, love it, love it. Now, I received an email this morning from Spark People. You know, getting videos from YouTube is good. We were talking about YouTube, but also Spark People. It's free, good to sign up, and have, it's a beautiful community. And you get all kind of advice and videos and recipes and network with people who are living healthy lives and working on living healthy lives, from coaches to people who have lost weight to people that are losing weight, or the people that are just living healthy and might not be losing weight, just want to live healthier and eat healthier. That's one good thing about Smart People. So check out Smart People and sign up at smartpeople.com. But I received an email from Smart People this morning, and it's about how to overcome any excuse not to exercise. Talk yourself into sticking into your fitness routine by Megan Patrick, staff writer. And it goes to say, the name of the article is How to Overcome 6 Exercise Excuses. And it reads like this. Most people begin a new fitness program with great intentions and lots of motivation. But, hey, it's Motivating Monday, only to find both wanting within a few weeks. The realities of work, school, social, and family demands overwhelm the desire to get fit. Exercise gets put on the back burner before you start your next fitness kit. Use these 6 strategies to make you sure you don't use being busy as an excuse not to get moving. Like earlier in the show when I said 5 minutes or 15 minutes is better than no minutes. Excuse number one, I'm too tired to exercise when I get home from work or school. If you typically crash on the couch after a long day and can't seem to get back up again, there are several potential solutions. First, try bringing exercise clothes with you to change into right before you leave for the day. That way you can either head straight to the gym or out for a walk immediately when you get home. Without ever letting yourself succumb the siren song of your comfy couch. If you typically have more energy in the morning than the afternoon, try an a.m. workout. Some people get up early, work out before they do anything, you know. Many gyms offer early morning classes and provide showers so you can get ready for work without going all the way back home. You can also just roll out of bed, throw on a ball cap and a pair of gym shoes, and go for a walk in your PJs. If that's what it takes, hit the shower when you get home and you'll be good to go. Excuse number two, I can't find a whole hour in my day to devote to exercise. Who says you have to exercise for a whole hour in order to reap the benefits of physical activity? Studies show that even 10 minutes of consistent activity are beneficial to health and help with weight management. You know, if you have a dog, walk your dog. I'm going to start walking my dog more often, my girls, cinnamon daughters, more. So that's good exercise. If you don't have, that's motivation, walk your dog. And something wrong with a quick walk, you know, down the street or around the block. Or just get up and go for a quick walk or get on the treadmill or jog in place inside your house. You don't even have to go outside. You can do things inside, watch a DVD, and exercise to it. Speaking of DVDs, I received an awesome book and DVD from Women's Health this past weekend, The 6-Week Plan to Your Leanest, Hottest Body Ever, Look Better Naked. I don't know who, even the fittest people want to look better naked, so, you know. Can't wait to check that out. I looked through the book a little when I received it on Saturday. Okay, back to the article. Instead, you can break that hour up. That goes to say studies show that even 10 minutes of consistent activity are beneficial to health and have weight management. And even if you want to fit in 60 minutes of exercise, you don't have to do it all at once. Instead, you can break that hour up throughout the day. Exactly. Fitting in a little here and there whenever you do have time. For example, you can start the day by taking the dog for a 20-minute walk around the neighborhood.
At lunch, you can take 15 minutes to do laps around the office parking lot. And then you can hit the gym for 25 minutes of strength training on your way home. Even just one of those shorter exercise bouts has major benefits. It's all about doing something rather than nothing. Adding a little interval training or even Tabata training, and you can get a major calorie burn in just a few minutes. And then we have a few more tips to share after this, dedicated to those saints.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas. Man, drop that shit. Drop this shit.
DJ Khaled, All I Do Is Win. Yes, yes, yes. Trap Wagon Remix, New Music, SoundCloud. But that's dedicated not only to the same for all winners throughout the weekend, from student athlete, from collegiate, high school, my alma mater, Callaway won. They beat Merv on Friday night. To all the winners this past weekend, congrats to the winners this weekend and to the ones that did not win their games, you know, do better next time. Number three, excuse, I travel too much to have time for exercise. Even when you're on the road, you can still find time for fitness. Most major hotel chains offer small gyms, yes, of treadmills and elliptical machines, and even some free weights. Barring that, you can always ask the front desk for a map and some advice for choosing a good walking route. Most hotels usually have like a partnership with a local gym anyhow, right? If it's not a hotel that has a fitness center in it, usually there's a partnership with the closest most reputable gym anyhow. So wait a second, my information went down a second, so I want to continue this since I'm time to conclude the show. We've been on since 5:30 and we've had a super good time. Thank you for tuning in, the various ways that you do tune in. And those of you that have been in the chat room, again, thank Ebony Empress. Her next live broadcast will be tomorrow, TMT time, UK time, 10 o'clock, New York time, Eastern Standard Time, East Coast time, 5 Central Standard Time, my time, 4, 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. She will be on tomorrow on Tuesday. And I love it when I'm able to tune in, so it looked like I would be able to be in the chat room. She would like me to call in, and I sure will call in because that's an interesting topic. And all her topics are always interesting, but that's honesty, integrity, too much to ask for. And I forgot the one more. but again, barring that you all can always ask the front desk for a map and some advice for choosing a good walking route, throw a travel yoga mat in your suitcase and you can exercise almost anywhere. Other fitness tools that are easy to pack include resistance bands, jump rope, and at a toss. My article keeps disappearing from the screen. And then when you're traveling in your hotel room, yeah, you have your yoga mat, and you can always tune to the fitness channel on your television in your hotel room, right? Or if you, if, and